Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
And recently, President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the Cyber Crimes Bill into law, and parts of the bill have taken effect already. If you didn't know about it, best you listen up. So we have got our favorite attorney from Mooney Ford Attorneys with Ashton Naidu, and he's basically one of our attorneys. We thank Ashton Naidu whenever we need any help with this kind of stuff. So Ashton, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
Kerry. Hi.
How's it, Ashton?
Welcome back, Ashton. So let's just get straight into it. The Cyber Crimes Bill. What exactly are harmful messages that have now been criminalized in South Africa?
Okay, so the Act criminalizes three broad types of messages or categories, as they call it, which they deem malicious communications. So these data messages are messages that incite violence or damage property. The second type are messages that threaten persons with violence or damage to their property. And the third is disclosure of messages of an intimate nature. Intimate has to be exposing of someone's genitals or nude or breast if they're non-male. But it must be that person must have had a reasonable expectation of privacy. Mm. So certain stars of a certain proclivity would not be able to use this as a malicious communication if their images were sent.
Quick one, Ashton, would a breastfeeding picture be considered malicious?
No. So again, that's actually a very difficult question because it's going to depend on the person who's taking the picture and the context of which it was sent.
Hmm. Okay. Ashton, so can you actually be sanctioned for any of those offenses? Do you get a fine?
Yeah.
Do you go to jail? What sort of offense you get? So
you can be fined or you can be in prison for a maximum of 3 years.
Sure. And then, so Cyber Crimes Bill, what is this fall under? Is it only WhatsApp or does this also count for our TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, etc.?
So the Act doesn't refer to WhatsApp messages, but rather data messages. So anything that data generated, sent, received, or stored by some sort of electronic means, or where the output is of the data is able to be read in normal language, this would fall under that. So yeah, anything, emails, WhatsApps, social media, Instagram, all of those things will all form part of these malicious communications.
Okay, Ashton, how about this one? What if I send messages to someone in a foreign country?
Wow, Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sky, are you planning something there?
No, I'm not planning. I'm just trying to... Bro, I come from the streets, dog, and I'm representing the streets.
The streets of the low. Where's cool?
It doesn't actually matter where the messages are sent to. It's where they originate from. So as long as you in South Africa, when you send that message, this applies to you. So
Ashton, then a reversal of that, let's say I eventually get overseas and I send that message from overseas to someone in South Africa.
It depends on whether you come back. Because remember, you can be prosecuted.
Only when I'm back.
But you can be prosecuted across borders as well. Sheesh. It depends on whether that country has any agreement with South Africa. But yeah, as soon as you, if you have a charge laid against you here, you are South African citizen. As soon as you re-enter the borders, you could face arrest.
All right, well, thank you so much for helping us this morning, Ashton Naidu from Mooney Ford's Attorneys.
One more thing, Kerry.
Yeah.
Just remember this. One of my associates reminded me, Roddy Burt, that reminded me of this morning, and I thought it was brilliant and perfect just for this thing. Down like no one's watching. But text and email like it's going to be read in court one day.
Sure, that is brilliant. Text and email like it's going to be read out in court one day. Hopefully not to us, though. Ashton Naidu, Mooney Ford Attorneys, thank you so much.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.